What is up, guys? Welcome back to HTTR Redskins Talk and More. You may notice the "and more" on the end of the name. Yes, I'm going to be talking about more stuff, as you saw in the NBA draft. This podcast can be mainly focused around the Redskins and stuff, but I'll also talk some fantasy football. And then Football Sundays, we'll talk other games and stuff like that. NBA stuff, college stuff, stuff like that. I'm going to be also having in here. But the main purpose of this pod is the Redskins, but I'll also be throwing in some other couple other things. Now we're going to do I'm sorry for the inactivity here. Just haven't gotten back in the swing of things, went camping. And then I had to get back in the swing of things. And then it took me a while to get back going with everything. I was working a lot. So we're finally back and ready. Finally back and ready to get going with this pod. Or get back going with this pod. I know I said I was going to do the draft review next, but we're going to hold off on that. I have a special guest planned on coming with me, and I'll tell you more about that later. He's going to be doing the NBA draft review with me, and he's going to be coming on some other pods talking fantasy football. Definitely during the week will be a certain day set aside for him to come on and talk some football and some other sports stuff. I'll tell you more about that when the date gets closer. But today we're going to go ahead and do the Redskins running back position. This is a position that I do like. I do think we have improved compared to 2 years ago, who we had Samaje Perine as our starter, Rob Kelly. That was a rough group. So I think you first have to look at Adrian Peterson, what he did last year coming in. He is 34 years old and comes in and has a 1,000-yard rush season. He had 1,042, 7 touchdowns. He also had 20 receptions, 208 yards, 1 touchdown. Compared to last year, everybody thought he's washed up. Everybody thought he's done. Because with the Cardinals and the Saints, he had 129 attempts for 448 yards and only 2 touchdowns. That is a big difference from those 2 years. I mean, it could just be the Redskins have such a better offensive line than the Cardinals, but it helped them a lot. I think he's got some more gas left in the tank. He wanted to prove he's got more gas in the tank. I think he does. I don't say we see him as much as we did last year. I say he splits the time with guys. So I see about 800 yards for him this year, if that. It's a decrease in yards because, of course, it'll be a decrease in attempts. So he's a great running back last year. I think it's time to let guys get some reps. Of course, you may be wondering who Darius Geis is. Darius Geis is the running back we got at LSU last year, towards ACL in the first preseason game last year. Not much to really talk about on him. He's going to probably be the starter over Adrian Peterson. Expected to go full go in training camp. I'm excited to see him. I think he could be a really good player. He's practically a rookie this year, in my opinion. So it's another rookie we get to see, because he's never played a regular season NFL game, and he only played like 4 snaps in that preseason game. So he's got training camp, and then I don't know if we'll see him in preseason, but we'll see him in regular season if he is healthy. So there's not much to talk about him. We just got to wait and see, and I can't wait to see what he can do for his production. We also have Samaje Perine, who did have a season before guys came in. He had a couple of games. He had 100 yards against the Giants and stuff like that. So he played well then, but he just hasn't ever been used. Ever since Geis and Peterson came in, he's never been used the same. I'd say a lot of people will say a move to fullback for him is possible. I also see a trade possible for him or a cut. I see that there's more needs than keeping him and keeping up a roster spot than keeping Samaje Perine to come, because he's not good on special teams either, to come and maybe kick 16 carries at the most in a season. That's his carry a game. I'd say that's the most he gets if he's not playing fullback. So I think only way we see him playing is if he moves to fullback. If not that, he's going to be traded or released, I think, in my opinion. Chris Thompson, of course, he's a third down back. He had an off year last year because of all of his injuries. In 2017, he did better. He had 64 attempt rush attempts last year, or 2017. This is 2017. He had 64 rush attempts, 294 yards, and 2 touchdowns. You may look at that and you're like, well, that's not too good. But he's a receiving back as well. He's a third down back, and his receiving numbers were 39 receptions, 510 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Last year, he had an off year. He didn't play the full season because of injuries. He had 43 attempts, only 178 yards, 0 touchdowns. And then receiving, he had 41 for 268 and 1 touchdown. If he gets a full season, I'd say he could get up to the 600s in receiving and the maybe 400s in rushing. He's a good third down back. I mean, he's nothing special, but he's a third down back and a good solid piece to our football team. And then we also have a guy we drafted. I'd say Jay Gruden considers this guy Byron Marshall his backup, but I consider as soon as Bryce Love probably comes off of the PUP, which he's not been put on, but I'm assuming he's going to the PUP, the guy running back we drafted out of Stanford, I'd say he comes in. If he works on his hands and improves on his hands, he will be taking over that third down running back for Chris Thompson. Byron Marshall, I'd rather have Capri Bibbs back, which, by the way, the Packers just released. So I would love the Skins to go ahead and sign Capri Bibbs and then get rid of Marshall, maybe Samaje. But I'd rather have Capri Bibbs than those guys. I mentioned Bryce Love, probably going to start off on the PUP. But if he did not get hurt, he was a first-round pick. He's a first round pick. I mean, his numbers from 2017, in 13 games, he had 263 attempts for 2,118 yards and 19 touchdowns. 6 receptions, 33 yards. That's nothing that surprises you. But those numbers are good, good, good numbers. And then he got hurt shortly after that season. And his numbers weren't the same last year. But say if he never got hurt and he had it, or he came out in 2017 and played, or went to the draft, he would as a first-round running back. Last year, in 10 games, he had 166 attempts, 739, of course, towards ACL. So I'd say it's somewhat of a steal, but also not a steal, because you don't know if he's going to ever come back and be the same. Same with Darius Geis. We don't know if he'll come back and be the same he was, but he also has been dealing with knee injuries throughout his whole career, so maybe that's something he's used to. I wouldn't really say he's used to knee injuries, but you never know. So that's pretty much the running back position. I don't know if – yeah, we have a couple other undrafted rookies and stuff like that, but that's – Craig Reynolds. We have Elijah Wellman. He's the fullback right now. He won't make the 53-man roster. Like I said, maybe move some JP Rem to that 53-man roster. I'm not going to really do a quarterback position review. I'm just going to go ahead and mention the guys that we have here. I'm going to hold off on that. It's not really worth making a whole episode about. We have Dwayne Haskins, the rookie out of Ohio State. Case Keenum, the quarterback we traded from Denver for a 6th-round pick. The Broncos end up paying half of his salary. So we only have half of his salary. We have Colt McCoy and Josh Woodrum, and of course Alex Smith, who's on the IR. He won't play this season, and I don't know if he'll ever play again, but that is unknown. I do see him probably taking a preseason snap just at homes and the fans, taking a snap, handing the ball off, and just run off the field so the fans can applaud or whatever. Let him take one more snap before he retires, because I don't think he can ever come back and play at the same level or something like that. So I see him taking a preseason snap, handing the ball off, and then he's done for his career. Maybe in the regular season. I don't know. Maybe he hands the ball off in a regular season, which I think is pretty much okay. I would say it's okay. So I'd see that happening. Of course, Haskins out of Ohio State had big numbers last year. 20 touchdowns out of him. Is it 20 touchdowns? I don't have his stats pulled up. Let me pull those up real quick. I believe it's 20 touchdowns. Case Keenum had an off year. He's an average quarterback, 7-9 last year. A lot of people say he's looking better than Haskins right now in training camp, or not training camp, but throughout the mini camps and all the stuff. They've done the mini camps and the OTAs and stuff. Keenum's looked better, but we haven't been able to see Colt McCoy battle that out for that position. Because of his injury, he's expected to come into for three quarterback battle. But right now, I see Keenum starting. I see Haskins maybe playing at the end of the season. I just don't see this team being a playoff team, 7-9 at the best. An average. If Keenum starts all the way, 7-9 is pretty much a guarantee. Average, just average. We have a good defense. But the offense is not quite ready yet. And if the offense is going to go 3-and-out a lot of these drives, the defense just can't keep up, or the defense just can't stay running, playing as good as they do if they get off. Sorry, I'm looking for Haskins' stat. I forgot what I was saying. I don't even remember what I was saying. I'm trying to think what I was saying. Anyways, just looking up Haskins' stats here. I think it was 20 touchdowns. He had a lot of yards. I don't remember what it was. Here we go. All right, so his freshman year did nothing. Last year he had almost 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Oh, man, I was way off. He had 50 touchdowns last year. So, but 8 interceptions. So I still don't see him starting. Just because there's no way to see Keenum starting. A lot of people are trying to say, like, Keenum's looking like the Minnesota Keenum. I'm not buying into that. But it'd be nice if he played like the Minnesota Keenum. Because it is the only thing that the Redskins don't have that Minnesota had was weapons on the outside. Because they had Diggs and Adam Thielen. They didn't have the offensive line that we have. But they did have Diggs and Thielen. Adam Thielen, gosh, I have to say his first name and get his last name right. They didn't have the offensive line, but they didn't have a guy like Paul Richardson being the number one guy, or Josh Doctson. They had Stephon Diggs being the number one guy. So this team is similar to that Minnesota team, minus weapons, which is a huge deal for a quarterback. So I don't see him being the Minnesota quarterback. Or Minnesota Keenum. I see him being more of a Denver Keenum, an average guy. And then Colt McCoy, if he starts, same things. Average 6-10, 7-9, 8-8 if we're lucky. And then Josh Woodrum, a guy we picked up out of the CFL. I don't see him playing or making the roster. Maybe practice squad, but we'll see him in preseason a little bit, but that's about it. So we'll hold off until preseason, and then we'll see what the team looks like from there. So thank you for listening. Next pod is going to be the probably 53-man roster prediction, and then NBA draft review. So thank you for listening, and see you next pod.